Firm Foundations, Testimony Building Stories. A Persistent Prompting. One day while doing missionary work in the dusty streets of Kenya, my companion and I talked to a lady. She accepted the pamphlet we gave her, but told us not to return. A few days later, we found ourselves on that same street, and we had a prompting to follow up with her. I asked myself, why are we going back when she told us not to return? But we obeyed the prompting. She was surprised when we got there, but said that she was happy to see us. We began to teach a lesson, but it soon turned into an argument. My companion and I closed the lesson with a prayer and left, immediately agreeing not to go back. But the very next day, we again had a strong prompting to return. I didn't want to go back, but my companion said we should listen to the Spirit. So I swallowed my pride, and we went back. When we got there, I was shocked. The lady seemed like a different person. Her countenance had changed, and she was willing to listen to what we had to say. During our next visit, she asked us when she could be baptized. 4 weeks later, she was baptized a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. After her confirmation, she embraced us and told us that she was ever so grateful we came back. I've learned that we should always listen to and act on promptings. Heavenly Father does prepare His children to receive the gospel, and He uses all of us to find them through the Holy Ghost. Liaha M., KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. As we honor our covenants and keep the commandments, as we strive ever more consistently to do good and to become better, we can walk with the confidence that God will guide our steps. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve. How can I better follow spiritual promptings? 1. Pray for guidance. The Lord will direct you through the Holy Spirit. 2. Be humble. Meekness invites the Spirit. 3. Don't hesitate. The natural man tempts you to put off or ignore promptings. Don't second guess when a good thought comes. 4. Act immediately. Commit to always respond immediately to promptings from the Spirit.
The reason for rules. I was excited to go to youth conference, but then I found out there were lots of rules. For example, no cell phones and no going outside alone. It seemed like adults were constantly keeping an eye on us, but I had a great time, made a lot of friends, worked on a service project, and learned about the gospel. During a testimony meeting on the last day of youth conference, one of the leaders talked about how much he loves us, the youth in the stake. If you love us, why do we have so many restrictions here, I thought. At that same moment, like he could read my mind, he answered my question. Leaders put rules in place, he said, not to annoy us, but for our safety. The moment he said that, I was touched by the Spirit. I understood that Heavenly Father gives us commandments for the same reason. They are not to annoy us. They are to help us return safely to Him. The Holy Ghost touched me and helped me to know that this is true. Serge P., Île-de-France, France.
When could I join the church? When I was around the age of 5, my dad lost faith and decided to leave the church. It was really hard, especially when I turned 8. I was so excited to get baptized, but then my dad said no. He wanted me to wait until I was older so that I really knew that I wanted to commit. And so I watched as my friends were baptized. I remember being confused. If the church was true, why was I being stopped from getting baptized? As a teenager, it was so hard seeing all the youth go to the temple because I wanted to go so badly. It was hard not being able to take part, but I always knew I would get my chance. In May 2019, I was finally baptized at age 16. I remembered the many experiences I've had feeling the pure joy of the gospel and gaining a testimony. It was a very special experience, and through all the troubles I had getting to that day, I knew with all my heart that the gospel is true and has always been. Trinity C., Colorado, USA.
End of the article, Firm Foundations, read by Rena Nelson, Enzo Patello, and Tess Hawkins.